From Washington, this is VOA News. Pakistani teenage activist Malala Yousafzai dedicates her Nobel Peace Prize to children seeking an education. And the World Health Organization says Sierra Leone is leading West Africa in new Ebola infections. I'm Michael Lippin. Pakistani education activist Malala Yousafzai and Indian children's rights advocate Kailash Satyarthi have received this year's Nobel Peace Prize at a ceremony in Oslo, Norway. 17-year-old Yousafzai became the youngest ever Nobel laureate, while Satyarthi is the first Indian-born Peace Prize winner. Yousafzai recovered after being shot in the head in a Taliban militant attack in 2012. Speaking at the ceremony, Yousafzai dedicated her award to what she called forgotten children who want an education.
It is not time to pity them. It is time to take action. So it becomes the last time that we see a child deprived of education.
Well, Yousafzai and Satyarthi are sharing the award's $1.1 million cash prize. The World Health Organization says another 318 people have died of Ebola in West Africa, bringing the death toll from the epidemic to nearly 6,400. In its latest update on Wednesday, the WHO said the bulk of new Ebola-related deaths and cases are in Sierra Leone, where it says transmission of the virus remains intense, especially in Freetown, the capital. Sierra Leone reported 397 new cases in the week ending December 7th, and that was three times as many as in Guinea and Liberia combined. You're listening to VOA News. Security has been tightened at U.S. facilities around the world following the publication of a U.S. Senate report accusing the Central Intelligence Agency of torturing terror suspects in the years after the 9/11 attacks. Henry Ridgewell has more on international reaction to that report.
The revelations of the CIA's interrogation techniques under the Bush administration have prompted widespread calls for U.S. officials involved to be prosecuted. Laura Pitter is from Human Rights Watch.
Really, the ones to blame in this case are the senior U.S. officials that authorized the abuse, knowing that it was illegal. They're the ones at the top that need to be held accountable for these crimes.
In a statement, the United Nations Special Rapporteur on Human Rights and Counterterrorism said the U.S. is legally obliged to bring those responsible to justice. The CIA has argued that the interrogations helped prevent further attacks after 9/11. The Senate report disputes that claim. Several U.S. allies have been implicated in the so-called rendition of terror suspects into CIA facilities. Poland's former president admitted for the first time Wednesday that he authorized a CIA base on Polish territory. Alexander Kwasniewski said he did not know that torture was taking place. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
A Palestinian cabinet minister died on Wednesday as he and other protesters confronted Israeli troops in the occupied West Bank. It is unclear what led to the death of Minister Ziad Abu Ayn, who had joined several hundred Palestinians on a march to try to plant olive trees near an Israeli settlement. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas blamed Israel for the incident and called it brutal and barbaric. He pledged to take all necessary measures after an investigation. The Israeli army says Israeli and Jordanian pathologists will oversee an autopsy on Abu Ayn's body to determine the cause of death. Video shot by media outlets shows Israeli troops confronting the protesters and firing tear gas, with Abu Ayn and an Israeli soldier shoving each other and the soldier briefly touching Abu Ayn's neck. The video later shows Abu Ayn looking sick before crumpling to the ground. He had been suffering from a long illness. The U.S. State Department offered condolences to Abu Ayn's family and called for a swift, fair, and transparent investigation. Hong Kong pro-democracy student leaders are vowing to stay until the end as authorities prepare to clear the last remaining protest sites in the city. Student leaders late Wednesday called on everyone who has participated in protests over the past 2 months to return to the streets before police move in early Thursday. Some pro-democracy lawmakers say they will join the protesters as a sign of unity. Many of the dozens of demonstrators who remain say they will not put up any resistance. I'm Michael Lippin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.